Hey guys, and welcome to episode 153 of the Crack Brain Podcast. Before we get started with today's episode, definitely want to go and do a huge shout out to our sponsors. First of which, thank you to Game Haven. If you all aren't familiar with Game Haven, it's a Utah local comic book shop that you guys can go out to. Really fantastic customer service. Most of the locations do have great ways to go and get tabletop gaming, and very knowledgeable about that too. As well as quite a few different other types of gaming. So definitely go and check them out. Drop by any of their stores. You can usually find us out at the Sandy store or at the Bountiful store. But definitely go and check them out. If you're not local to Utah, you can still check out their website. Just go to yourgamehaven.com and you can go and check things out. They also do ship anywhere within the United States and some part of Canada. So definitely want to tell you guys go and check them out, and especially support the people that are supporting us. Next, thank you to our Patreon backers. You all are helping us out in ways that I really, really can't even describe over to you guys. You know, if it wasn't for our Patreon subs, if you aren't following us on Instagram or any of our social media, you might not know that we put up this kind of long, encompassing table over inside our little set office, and that was done specifically and kind of exclusively through our subs through Patreon. So definitely want to say huge thank you for that. That kind of helps make recording so much easier. So thank you to Brandon Peck, Candace Chesley, George Alcoser, Ray Gill, Ryan Bielik, Stephanie City Stork, Tyler Jacobson, Tyler Jones, and Whitney Grouper. Thank you all so much for your subs over on Patreon. Again, just swing on over to patreon.com/crackedbrain, and you guys can go and check out what we have right now and a little bit of what's coming in the near future. Anyway, just a couple of quick things that are coming up. So if you weren't aware, we did get Chaos Corner approved for Salt Lake FanX next month. So if you have, or even if you haven't seen those shows and you want to go and check them out, just check the panel schedule. It hasn't been uploaded yet, so we don't have a date for you. But in the next week or so, hopefully we should be finding all that out. So as soon as we find out, we'll let you all know. We'd love to see as many of you all there. Like I said, we are looking at new punishments for us, and there are some other kind of game features that that we're really excited to kind of be able to explore. So definitely would love to see as many of you guys out over there, and yeah, get that going. And then I wanted to say thank you for your kind messages as far as doing the episode that dropped over on Monday. Like I said, a lot of you all had been asking for the cosplay interviews to come back. Like I said, I wanted to focus on getting some of this other stuff with Crackbrain going before I started that back up. And so far from all of the downloads and messages, it really looks like you guys kind of came back in a big bad way. So definitely wanted to say a huge thank you to everyone that came back and started listening again. And definitely look out, because a lot more are actually coming to you guys. Some really exciting ones too. And let's see, that's pretty much about it for now. Like I said, there are a couple of quick things coming out. If you'd like to be a part of our FanX spotlight cosplay video, definitely go and make sure you're looking out for Brandon. And you can go and usually find him all 3 days. Over on the 31st of August, Game Haven is doing a little mini con, so you can come out and cosplay, be able to go and check out some different comics, some different games. There are going to be a couple featured artists that are out over there, so definitely go and keep your eyes open for that. It is free to attend, so another really, really great way to be able to support our sponsors. And that's about it. So let's get into this week's episode. So we finally had both members of Rebel Girls Cosplay drop by over on the podcast this time. So Katie and Lexi, thank you so much for coming on. We definitely had quite a bit of fun over with this episode. The the sound quality is a bit rough towards myself. When we run into recording with more people, usually the sound kind of goes a little bit awry. We're still figuring that out, but either way, like I said, we definitely had a little bit of fun. For some reason, the audio did cut out towards the end of the recording, so I'm still trying to figure that one out, but pretty much you guys only miss like maybe the last like 3 or so minutes of the episode. So if you want to kind of go and get those last 3 minutes, just head on over to our YouTube channel and be able to go and check that out. But yeah, like I said, we definitely had a great time recording with them. There'd be some games. There's one episode of Fibbage that was already uploaded, and there's another game that's going to be coming out pretty soon for you guys to go and check out. So had a great time. Love them both so much. They will be coming back over on the podcast in the near future. And really just hope you guys dig this episode. So episode 153 with Rebel Girls Cosplay.
There. See, now, wait, I have to actually, there, now, see, now you two can be heard, since I had to do, like, all kinds of stuff. Yeah, so, there was that.
So really, we could say whatever we want.
Yeah!
And no one would know what we're saying.
No, they absolutely now know what you're saying, because your microphones were never off. Theirs were.
Never mind!
Only we can say whatever we want.
Yep. So, yeah.
Except it may or may not be picked up through yours.
Exactly.
Talk loudly and clearly.
Right.
But I'm sorry. I didn't hear you there.
Try not to enunciate
too much.
What do you guys want from me?
That was maybe not yelling directly in a microphone. That's right.
My junior high choir teacher is like in pain and he doesn't know why. It's because of you.
But you guys can hear us. Same. Just fine.
Yeah. So
like, sorry, not sorry, Mr. Wooden.
Right. So I will already apologize to everyone on stream. These two might have a bit of an echo to them. There's almost nothing I can do about that. And
it's his fault.
Am I echoing?
I spent maybe close to like
2 minutes.
The 10, 15 minutes over there when I was just having you two talk. It was just to try to get rid of an echo.
You really didn't put much effort into that.
You know what? As someone that was sitting right there, you go to hell.
We did maximum effort, okay?
I have done IT troubleshooting for years, and sometimes it takes hours to days to figure out the issue.
You're not wrong.
You should put in that kind of effort.
Well, maybe if I actually was able to go and have you guys over here all day, every day, you know, for 3 days, I could actually go and have it where I set up those microphones specifically to you, but since I can't, suck a dick!
Hey, I got a solution for you.
Get an office.
We built a table last night.
We
that all of you can't see.
None of you can see.
It works there, really, and it's good. Quite level.
I
long and hard. It
go suck it.
Yeah. Especially okay, I was
we're gonna get splinters.
You're not making this any better.
I was gonna say
any
pulp,
better,
but that works too. You know, that white pasty thing that is very sticky.
Okay, now I want to know. Okay, who's Rap God? Okay, because I am not Rap God.
I don't.
Not
see
me.
Yeah, so Ab over inside the chat test mics by singing Rap God.
Okay.
It's either a person or it's a song that I don't. I don't know any.
Must be a
any
you know Rap God.
No. No, I don't.
Miles Morales, is that you?
are you in this dimension? It's him.
Story time. So, okay, the place where we work at, myself and Ethan and whatnot, shipping company, and You just get used to average person walking like that actually gets a job over there, you know, whether they do a good job or not. I won't say that their IQ is low, but there are certain people on there that can be
below average.
They can be special.
Yeah.
They can be special.
Yeah. Improvements could be made.
Very much so. So I don't really talk a lot about cosplay over at work, except for over to this guy. But one of our coworkers overheard us. And all of a sudden, he was all like, oh my god, so with Spider-Man coming over to FanX, are you going to be doing a Spider-Man? And I'm like, no, but I mean, I will be doing a Spider-Man sometime in the future. He's like, okay, not to be racist or anything, are you going to do a Miles Morales? And I'm sitting there like, not to be racist, but yes, and not because I'm black.
It's like, he's also half, like, Dominican, I think?
Yeah, it's like he's half Dominican and whatnot.
Also Puerto Rican.
His mom's also Spanish. The fact that he literally wears a mask and completely covers himself.
Exactly.
It does not matter.
Anyone can wear the mask.
And see, there you go.
You should have just looked him dead in the eyes and been like, I'm doing Kane Parker, bitch.
That would have been lost on him, though.
Yeah. Actually, exactly. Spider-Gwen? But just that little bit of sweet
Spider-Gwen.
See, no, if I was really doing what I would have done, I would have been like, no, I'm going to be doing Peter Parker, but with a deep tan.
And we're talking southern deep.
Because yeah, you get it. Tan lines are deeper in the sun. Well, you're not wrong.
Have you never heard that term?
No. Look, today I just found out that okay. Jackalopes are real. Right?
I should bring mine next time if I can find it. My dad had one.
Maybe it escaped.
Stefan also sure? thinks cow today yeah. is real. He does.
They're making fun of me, and I don't know these things. I'm concerned for my own well-being because
country folks, sound off in the comments. Have you been cow tipping?
Cow tipping. Yeah.
Cow tipping.
No, like legitimately, if you've been cow tipping, let me know. Let Southern California Surfer Boy know, because I keep on hearing that this is a thing. I'd have friends over from Idaho go like, we went cow tipping, and I'm like, cows are heavy, all right? And if they don't want to tip over, I would imagine they don't tip over, and there's nothing that a dude is going to sit here putting his all into it. I've squared up against, like, Samoans during football. They didn't move then. A cow weighs so much more. I'm telling you, I don't think this is a thing. I really don't think this is a thing.
It's about where you are.
I don't give a damn.
It's about Stephen, science.
It is completely about center of mass and how heavy you push in a specific area.
Cows also have like sheep. You learn this in animal science if you go to like farming schools. They have a nerve on like their butt, and so like if you can like push it hard enough, they essentially like go
buckle.
Numb.
Yeah, yep.
That's how you keep sheep still.
Dudes have that too. It's just a little bit inside. I'm just saying. I'm calling BS. I'm calling country BS.
Don't knock until you try it.
I mean, smart car tipping's a thing. If you can tip over a smart car,
no, that I know. That I know. Okay,
it is completely plausible.
Okay, not only is smart car tipping a thing, you know that you can put a smart car over on top of another car. I've done this.
Hey, Stefan. So
probably should say things like that on
no.
video broadcast.
No, it's okay. It was my friend's car. He knew that we were doing it.
Oh, okay. That's
Speaking of like fucking around with cars and stuff like that, when my mom was in college, she had an old 60s Beetle. She played chicken with it and didn't back out. Front end went. She hydroplaned into a pole. The front end went. And then when she was in college, a bunch of her friends decided to pick it up and put it in a curved stairwell.
The same car?
Oh.
Yeah. See, I've kind of
after it had been restored from my grandpa, so she comes out and she's like, where's my car? And she looks up and just sees the little tiny hood and she just was like, how do I get that out?
You don't.
How did she get it out?
Her friends got it out for her.
It's like
the ones that put it in there.
How did that horse get up there? It's like shapeshifters.
I've always wanted to saran wrap a car though.
Don't
do that.
It's a horrible
it's,
thing.
Okay, not only is
sticky notes.
No. I would do it to my enemies.
See, it's
it also
easy.
Doesn't come off.
No,
that's
okay.
why I would do it to my enemies.
There are two things that are worse than that. Sticky notes, because it takes forever to take off. And even
flour.
If you spray them down with water, no, worse than that.
What?
Honey and sand.
Yeah. Oh,
if you put honey down and sand, you can't see the sand. So when you try to go wipe off the honey, it scrapes the hell out of whatever you're trying to clean it off.
Thank
of.
You for this.
You know, I think pythons are also scary. Any wild animal in a car?
30 to 50 feral hogs in a car!
I mean, even if I saw a tipped over cow in my car, I'd still be terrified. Like,
big car.
Yep.
So anytime somebody talks about
no, it was a really small car, just tipped into it.
Anytime I hear cow tipping, I think of that scene from Cars where they get trapped.
It's just like, if you can only do one at a time, and then you have to like book it out of there because you can only do one.
Are they lying?
No, that happened in Cars.
No, I know that! God damn you, Beck!
Where do you think they got it from?
I'm just...
Art imitates life, Stefan!
Stefan, do you not think that you can tip over things? Do you think gravity just completely defies the second you try to tip over a living creature?
Like, cows are just, like, immune from gravity? No! Yeah. They adhere to the laws of physics. You can tip a cow!
Yes. You know, the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Exactly!
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone can tip a cow, but it seems like some people can't tip their waiters.
Hey! And that's the hardest tip.
My eye is twitching.
Oh, it happens a lot. Wait till the pinky comes out.
Shut up!
Usually the pinky's directed at me.
Yeah.
Like,
whoa,
it
touched
the mic.
No, like, no!
It's the little bird, all right. It's the little bird, all right. The little bird.
Little bird.
The big bird is FU. The little bird is. I don't like you much right now.
He lived in Japan for a while. It's, you know,
they're all small down there.
The pinky to me is tamaki. When you're putting down a teacup, you use the pinky as a cushion.
As a cushion. Yes.
Yeah.
Etiquette.
Yeah, right.
Etiquette. Rich people educating the poor.
What?
Pinky cushion.
Hey, you guys are
and cow tipping.
Apparently she is.
They're from
That's
a farm,
to
obviously.
Me. We win one cosplay competition, Carly.
Yeah, all that money.
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah, all that money.
You
guys
are rich. I must be a billionaire because I did too.
Yes.
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 I'm up there with you, Jessica Negri. Yeah.
Jessica Negri.
I'm still thinking about the science of this.
I
swear
know
God,
you are,
I'm still thinking about this physics. I'm literally just sitting here like, okay, wait, if I have this sort of momentum and this sort of math.
Oh my God, we need to make a Stefan version of the math equation.
And cows?
Eb, can you do that for me?
Yes, please, Eb. You are the artist.
I will support you.
Like, if you can, like, if you seriously feel my ears, you'll feel the heat that's coming out of my brain right now. It's literally just like, that happens when I start thinking
oh
a lot.
God.
They get really hot. Like, legitimately, they're like heat sinks. So sometimes, like every now and then,
you're like a ninja going through like the dark terrain, and your enemy has like heat things, and you're like, one of those ninjas,
what are those
like,
two
body,
red
but
things?
But then you stub his toe, and you just see two little boop on the heat like crackers.
Story time. So, over in our physics class, my teacher wrote in, this was junior year of high school. They went and they put, they actually built thermoglasses and whatnot off of an old Raspberry Pi, like,
yep,
way long ago. It was actually pretty cool and whatnot. So he went and made them, and he was really trying to show us that there's temperature changes, like, all throughout the space, so, like, inside the classroom, outside the classroom, things you think that are cold are actually really hot, stuff like that. And he would do it to, like, everything, and then I put them on and whatnot. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then all of my friends would sit there and put them on. And then they looked over at me, and they're like, why does he have two red things over on the side of his head? Like, he's orange, okay, and this is, like, bright red, almost white. And like, the at that time, the teacher's like, I don't want to say anything. It could be racist. And I'm like, no, say stuff! Say stuff! Like, no, now I need to know if black people have, like, super heat, like, going over on the... No, I just started realizing that, like, when I start thinking a lot, my ears get really, really hot. So then the entire rest of the year, they would sit there, like, come up, and you'd go, Stefan is hard at work.
I feel like dealing with us, your ears should have just like boom, spontaneously come
up. No, it happens when I think a lot, not when I'm mad.
Maybe
when I'm mad and all that kind of stuff, nothing. But if I sit there thinking for too long,
spontaneous.
Yeah,
it's like rabbit ears. Like, they're the reason why they're so big is because that's their circulation and like a radiator.
Yes.
They have the their veins and arteries going through, and that's why it's so big when it's like this. It's actually cooling like that.
So I was going to say that maybe he's just an elephant.
He's thermoregulating over here.
I'm part rabbit?
No, you're part jackalope.
Yeah, part jackalope.
No, okay. God damn it, you guys.
some ears and antlers. Just pop them on.
They're not turning him into a furry.
I didn't say he's a furry. He's actually the animal.
No, we're going to get him a furry.
Straight to the animal.
No. No furries.
Oh my God.
There's a difference. There's a suit and being the real thing.
Anthropomorphic people are furries. Fight me on this.
We're going to get a tail.
He wouldn't be anthropomorphic. We'd put those... See, he wouldn't be anthropomorphic. As soon as you put those on, he turns into an actual jackalope.
So he's an animorph, which is also incredibly twisted. And
that is great.
Should not be considered as children's books, but...
What do you mean? They're not dark at all or anything.
Yeah, my bones split and I felt my entire organs just like merging into one. It's like...
See, that sounds like my childhood. Is this
it? But also all for free online. Fine. Did you know that? You can read every single Animorphs book for free.
Well, I might read those then.
Oh!
How you remember that is beyond me, because okay. I don't think you've read those books since elementary school.
Yeah.
I was literally just about to ask you that, Lexi. Like seriously, what do you not have to know a single thing because she absorbs 100% of everything?
Okay, there was a time that Katie went on a trip with a whole bunch of people, and there was no Wi-Fi, there was no cell service, and they literally nicknamed her Google, because if they had a question about anything, she'd be like, actually, in 2012, I read a book, and it stated that, and then she would just spit out information. So honestly, it's the greatest thing in the world, because like I know a decent amount of things, but anything I don't know, I can she will just either know it or just bullcrap it enough that I'm like, science, yes.
So what you're saying is we all need to go on a camping trip and just completely ask questions the whole time. You're like, so how long would it take for me to just walk to the moon? Just straight walk there. If I were walking about five miles an hour.
I think.
Okay, no, see, I was about to make an analogy to that you would actually like. So what you're telling me is that you're the taskmaster of actual knowledge?
Oh. You know, I actually would prefer to be a guardian of Oba. So.
Oh.
Because the guardians know everything.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
And I know Green Lantern is really, really trashy, but like, she's
trashy. Trashy to who? Okay, because Green Lantern, I'm sorry, when they did like the entire Blackest Night run, is still like gospel.
Okay,
relax.
Here's the biggest issue I have with them on the generations that they continuously release. They always make an introductory Green Lantern.
Okay, yeah.
So it's super easy to get into, except for this most recent one. It is so in-depth Green Lantern that even people who have been reading Green Lantern for years are like, what is going on?
This isn't Jessica Cruz, is it? Or is this Limelight?
I think it's Limelight. I'm gonna have to look it up. You ever seen...
Don't look it up, just keep asking. Let's see.
Oh, no, we have Wi-Fi here.
You ever seen Comixtorian before?
No.
Yes, okay. First off, you should check out Comixtorian because you probably love him. But he's got... he just put out one recently because he's a huge Green Lantern fan.
I love
Green
Lantern so
much.
And he
goes off about it.
She does.
Like, whenever I tell people, like, my favorite superhero, not favorite superhero character, is Hal Jordan. They're like, really? You like Hal Jordan? It's like, yes, I like Hal Jordan!
Yeah.
Why don't you?
You can't love a superhero because you have to love the character. Or not the character. You have to love a specific version of them. Because if you love them, then you got to know everything about them, or at least look into it. Otherwise, you just like them.
Yeah. And like people like Green Lantern is like, oh, but Guy Gardner sucks. It's like, yes, Guy Gardner does suck. Yep. I agree. That's why I like Hal Jordan.
Hal Jordan is honestly the best so far.
My phone's stuck to my thigh.
He obviously does not have the same... He doesn't have the same thought process.
He probably thinks that Ryan Reynolds is like the end-all be-all of like all Green Lantern-ness, which he is not.
Okay.
Ryan Reynolds destroyed two comic characters for me. Three comic book characters for me.
Well, he plays
the third
one X-Men. Twice.
Wolverine.
That was the Wolverine Origins, that's not the same character.
Striker finally found a way to shut you up. That one in Wolverine Origins, Green Lantern, and do you not like him as Deadpool?
Don't like him as Deadpool.
I don't like him as Deadpool either.
You haven't even seen Deadpool.
I don't like him as Deadpool because to me, that's not the Deadpool. I grew up reading it in Deadpool and Cable.
Okay.
Okay, so...
So did you, like... Not like
what is Deadpool's favorite food?
Chimichangas.
Thank you. Why does he keep on saying tacos?
Because it's freaking funny.
Here's the thing. Because it's literally a mockery of the Chimichangas thing.
The entire Deadpool movies is a mockery of the Deadpool fan base because the Deadpool fan base is the worst fan base on the planet.
Exactly.
Worse than Harry Potter? Worse than Harry Potter?
Does that fan
base? We didn't say toxic. We just said.
The line. I haven't crossed it yet. You're like, right here. No, but like, talk to any Deadpool fan, and they're like, Deadpool's the greatest because he breaks the fourth wall. It's okay, but why does he break the fourth wall? It's because he knows that you're watching him, and he knows that you're doing these things, and he's going to do these things to make you look like the worst kind of person on the planet because you like him, because he is also the worst person on the planet. He's doing these things to sabotage you.
But why did he start doing it? Because he had multiple personality syndrome.
Yes.
Which is why, like I said, it's like the Deadpool that's in the movies is not the one that I love, and it's not the one that I grew up with. So thus, I sit there and go like, "No, you ruined."
But it's still one of the Deadpools.
It's
so Deadpool even so, I will still say like he ruined the character that I love because that's not the one I love. I love original Deadpool way back when.
But
here's the thing, though. Deadpool is a mockery of everything that has to do with superheroes in general.
You're not wrong.
And the Deadpool movies is to be a mockery of Deadpool. So it's in honor of the comic book.
The first Deadpool movie is a rom-com.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's a rom-com. He does the whole thing. I can't remember her name. My friend Sierra is going to kill me because she made me watch it. I can't remember her name, but like the whole thing revolves around him protecting her and getting her back from... what's his name? Ajax. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a rom-com.
Ajax. Stronger than Greece.
Yeah. I love the Deadpool movies, and I don't like Deadpool as a character. I think he's a crappy character because of those reasons. And I don't like the fans, and so that kind of transfers over. And I'm the kind of person that, just don't like him. But I love the movie.
See, I love the Deadpool comics because they're very different. They're really, really funny, and they actually put an interesting combination with a lot of the superheroes he actually does come in contact with. But I don't like the character. Because he's just a mockery of everything. And though that can be funny sometimes, it gets really old real quick.
I agree.
That, like I said, that's why Deadpool and Cable, growing up, was so great to go and actually to go and actually read and whatnot, because it was basically superheroes, but also like it was like Lethal Weapon superheroes. That's all it was.
Like, let's point out all the inconsistencies that everything's wrong with every other movie and comic book, but it works because comic book logic.
Well, I mean, but they were like, it was the scenarios that they would wind up putting them in and whatnot. It literally felt like you were reading Lethal Weapon and whatnot. So it was less about being a mockery of something and more about like, let's put them in some sort of weird situation and then let them go and deal with it. Like, especially dealing with like time travel and whatnot. They put them back over in like Sherlock Holmes era and whatnot and found out that Sherlock Holmes just wasn't really that smart. Then it was Watson doing the entire thing.
He's
so all of a sudden, their main mission was
a real person, as 50% of UK teens believe.
See, there we go. You know.
If you want to catch that reference, be sure to check us in the videos we just made today.
So, but yeah, it's like I said, it's like the situations that were done over into the comics way back when, fantastic, you know. And then you also go and get things like with Hitman Monkey, you know, and then his relationship with Peter Parker. All of that was fantastic. And then what they did with the movies was like, I don't feel like this is the character that I grew up with, you know. So that's why I sit there and go like, it was made more for new fans and people that had come on in like maybe 2016, and everyone else before was like, yeah, I mean,
so what it sounds like to me is you like Deadpool when he's with other characters.
No, I like Deadpool. I even like Deadpool standalones and whatnot. But like I said, like Deadpool, what he was a PG-13, like he was a PG-13 character for a long time, and then it wasn't until like 2015 or so that it became like an R-rated comic.
Yeah, see, I've always been under the like I've always thought that Deadpool has been like an R-rated character on purpose from the beginning.
He was he would never cut people down and whatnot. He was basically there like the comic relief. Okay, he was always there as comic relief and whatnot, and he had a certain like power set, but for the most part, he just wasn't that violent. And then all of a sudden, with the games, and then they did this it was like a dark Deadpool and whatnot, and it basically just rewrote a bunch of stuff, and people started buying more, so they went like, oh, well, let's just change the character. And that's what took me off of Deadpool comics. And I was like, this doesn't feel like the same person I've been reading.
Which is totally fair, because like they're turning in like years worth of continuity into an hour and a half movie. That's why I have a problem with Civil War, is because that arc took over 2 years to actually take place during the Marvel arc, and it spans hundreds of titles.
You look at Spider-Man in general, he didn't start in Civil War, or not Civil War, he didn't start in the Infinity War.
No.
He didn't start, he was generations behind that. But it's like you said, the whole movie thing. I think with Deadpool, the thing that really comes to be the difference is, I think it was like, would you say around 2006 era, right? It was right around
2015. Well, 2014 it started getting dark. 2015 it started reaching this like, I'm kind of weird, and then they did like, I'm really. I think it was. Well, no, I think it was Matt Fraction that did just this like real version of like graphic novels and whatnot, and it was something where, Deadpool Max. Okay, and then all of a sudden, it just started bringing this like really dark and like violent end towards Deadpool.
You know,
and that's when I stopped watching. That's when I stopped reading.
Say around 2006, because that's when Marvel started to go towards darker character arcs, and that's actually when Ed Brubaker brought back the Winter Soldier. Was in 2006, and that was one of the very first comic books I ever read, which is why I love the Winter Soldier. And it's like, those brought on darker stories, not only within Deadpool, but with like the entire Marvel universe.
Yep.
And then like they rebooted it. I can't remember which one they did because it's been so many.
Okay, guys, but real quick. So, Eb, sorry, just saw your response. So they were saying that, you know, the whole math meme that's been going on for a while, you need to do that for Stefan, because that's how his brain works, is just floating math equations all the time. So if you heard me, respond, please.
Respond, please.
Respond.
Do the thing.
Yes.
Y'all
do
are
the
over
thing.
Here bitching about superheroes, and I'm like, I'm just fine with Matt Murdock.
Well, even he's super interesting because, like, the Catholic aspect of all of his character arcs, like, I would honestly love to see. Like, I know people like are like, he like everyone's getting turned like the different race or a different woman, like a woman. Like, I would love to see a female Daredevil.
Yeah.
You never get to see a female character struggling with religion.
You can like stick tip of your fake acrylic nail into Electra, and that's like your female Daredevil. But that's all you're gonna get.
Like, I was raised by the Ninja Dark Clan, and I'm. Oh, I can't get pregnant because no female characters can get pregnant because that's obviously what makes me sad. That's what ruins my life, is I can't have children.
Honest to God.
Black Widow in the Age of Ultron is like,
well, I mean,
no.
It's like, if you want to go that route, I mean, do a female, have they done a female Blade before?
I don't know.
Because Blade would be a perfect version
a
of that.
A female Punisher.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, snap.
But, I mean, like, here's the thing. Here's the thing. With Blade, you've got not only religion, you've got supernatural side of it. You also have the tie-in with all the other superheroes. He's got basically everything going for his character.
And, like, the cultural aspect to that.
He's not only – he has the race thing going for him, the whole sex thing, because he's – I mean, he's – like, specifically that man kind of character.
Yeah.
So seeing a change like that would be crazy, because it'd ultra throw feminine. Everything over.
Well, like, why can't she also be ultra feminine, but also be kind of like awesome and butch?
Yeah.
Because, like, he's half vampire, right?
Yep, exactly.
So, like, not only is that the race culture, but there's also, like, the supernatural culture. So he's, like, two things that, like, we...
Okay, wait, did everyone pause for a quick second and just think about interviewing with a vampire and go, like, ooh.
It's like, and vice
versa. Okay, honest to God, I haven't seen it, but he's the only thing I know from it, and I'm just like, beautiful person,
it's
I
like,
want to be you.
I just see Allison Tabitha's cosplay of that, and I'm content.
Yes. I just see Allison Tabitha, and I just go, ah!
It's like, yep. I love her so much.
You know what would be really interesting to see? Have they, has Death Battle done Blade versus Alucard before?
I don't remember.
Because that would be
Alucard Symphony of the Night or Alucard
fight.
Netflix Castlevania? Because they're the same size, but different.
I'd probably say not the Netflix one, because it wasn't even. Because
he's
as
like
good.
Totally. Alucard Symphony of the Night at the beginning or Alucard Symphony of the Night at the end? Very similar.
Very different.
also Alucard before his face
came
out.
And then Alucard had so many throw-ups afterwards. I mean, I don't even like the Alucard first is the first game that he had, because you spend an entire time going through a castle, exploring every single room to get that 100%.
And trying to get your powers back that you had in the very first 5
and
minutes
then
of the game. It's like,
when
what
you
the heck?
Get the boss fight, you find out everything's in another castle, and it's the same thing, but for the same thing!
The princess is in another castle.
I'm glad I was
but
that too.
It's freaking genius, because they didn't have to like download or create another map.
Yeah,
they just flipped
they just
it upside down,
thing,
and you have twice as much gameplay. It's genius. Also, to breathe underwater, you get a snorkel. And a wall chicken!
A wall chicken?
You can find chicken in the wall, and it replenishes your health.
It's so stupid, but it's great.
That sounds like my kind of castle.
Nothing beats the dog food from Duke Nukem, though. Nothing will ever beat that.
I had one question about Castlevania when it came out on Netflix, and I got this spiel times 30.
Yeah, you'd probably get the same thing from most of the nerd communities played that.
And like, Castlevania has so many, like,
it has so many games. It's changed the story so many times.
Like, Metroidvania is like, it created an entirely new, like, kind of video game. And it was like, yes.
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 And, like, with the Netflix version, like, so many more people are being brought into Castlevania. Because I remember playing a Castlevania game, not knowing it was a Castlevania game until I watched the show.
The Castlevania, what the hell's the name of the guy with,
Trevor Belmont?
Yeah. He's nothing like him. I mean, where the hell's his armor skirt that he wears through every single show?
I don't care, because he's a drunk idiot with two brain cells.
I know.
I love him.
It's great. But he's nothing the same. Nothing.
I don't even
And this
care.
Episode of the podcast is brought to you by Katie and Ethan Bitch.
I can't have that as an episode title, but I want that as
we
an
do
episode.
B*TCH.
I know they won't allow it.
Demonetized apocalypse.
Or you just put a bunch of asterisks and leave it up for the viewers.
I'm just gonna go. This episode is brought to you by. You know what? I'll work on it later. You what?
Konami.
Oh, okay.
What did you think I said?
That's not.
Afterwards.
What?
My Toonami.
Not Toonami, Konami.
My. A B A. Next level.
I don't know what you're talking about half the time right now.
Tsunami Code! How do you not know that?
Backslash.
Do you not know what that is?
Is this a bad time to go and tell you that I really did not play much
that
video games at all?
It is the cheat code of all cheat codes. Almost every game that has had cheat codes uses that just because of the joke part of it.
Like, even if you've seen Ready Player One, you know about that.
Yes!
Like I said,
for God's sake, the fucking Grand Theft Auto has done it, Call of Duty has done it,
two games
I've
not played
has done it,
three games I've not played.
I know that God of War has done it.
Four games I've not played.
Technically, Pokemon Blue version.
Yes,
did
you are
it.
Right. They
and
did
then
do
they
it.
Fixed it.
Yeah.
And five games I did not play.
They also did. What the hell's
Red.
The name of that game? It's the. I'm gonna be shot in the head for not knowing the name of this. It's. What the hell is it called?
The
it's gonna drive
title.
Me nuts.
What
it's
happens?
It's an alien game, and it's got. It's an RPG style.
Prey.
No.
Mass
not
Effect?
That. Yes, Mass Effect. Thank
Damn
you.
It.
You're welcome.
Have you
Mass
played Mass Effect?
Many times. Many times. I've got no. Wait, where's that Mass Effect?
I believe it's a Mass Effect 2?
Dulce Mass Effecto.
Which is not what it's called in Spanish.
No.
You just add an O at the end of everything. Unless
Mass
it's feminine, then you add an A. And
or if you're progressive, you add an X.
Ah, you're right.
Latinx.
Dos X.
Por qué?
Somewhere Gabriel Iglesias is like shaking his head and he's like, Fluffy, no.
I swear to God, if Gabriel Iglesias is watching this, we done good.
Chime in, Gabriel Iglesias.
He doesn't know why.
All of a sudden, you just hear comment pop up.
It's just, no.
From Fluffy.
So everyone just write no in the chat.
No!
Count on you, Eb.
Eb.
Ebb.
See, okay. Well, I. You know what? You guys keep a crap.
You struggling?
No, I was like, this is a good part to do the ad read. Crap, I need to find it.
Find the ad read. While he is finding
it. Wait, is that the same pop socket you have on your phone?
Exactly.
That is your phone. Horrible. You have the Raven one?
This isn't my phone. This is yours.
This is my phone.
Yes.
Are you saying that to me? I was like, dude, what?
You have a pop socket
on your phone. Hey, Katie, have that same pop socket and the same phone. I also have the exact same Bakugo sticker on it.
Fucking Bakugo.
I couldn't see it.
I haven't even seen my phone.
Do you see this?
Oh, look at Eb.
God damn it.
What did Eb do?
I cannot Eb's wait like, for...
I'm not your bub. What do
dude,
you want?
Dude, I Bonsai Friday, I'm doing another Bakugo because I live for that character.
No, I was talking about the FanX My Hero panel that we're going to do.
That you should invite me to.
FanX.
That you can just walk through the doors and just go...
And just like walk up there and be like, I'm here. And give me my water bottle. Give me my water bottle.
Oh! Have you not been a panelist over at FanX?
No!
Oh.
Hey, get me on a panelist.
We're going to be on one.
You're on a panel now.
On one, but get me on more. Get me on all of them. I want to be on all the panels. If all of you cons can hear me, I want to be on panels.
I like about to speak.
And panels want to be on
panels. Getting you to shut up is the challenge.
It's like, yes. Bruce,
you
get Ethan
correct.
To shut up.
If you guys could do that, I
Chaos
would
Course,
impressed.
Ethan version. Y'all suck at this video game.
I always have to chime in with something.
Ethan's
always.
Punishment is to shut up.
Oh.
Can't do
I
that
like
to me.
Hey,
no,
I'm
you're not
going
to be there. You don't get
you
to
don't
do it.
You don't know that yet. Neither do I, but you don't know that
We
yet.
Are not having a repeat of Wolverine Origins. Stryker is not going to find me. We talked about this earlier, like, I don't know, like 20 minutes ago when we were ranting about Deadpool. Find a different
what,
way.
Eb's trying to get my attention. What? Do you want me to dab? Is that what it is?
No.
Do you want
no.
to?
Get the hell out of here. No, you're doing yours wrong. Yes. Hey, praise the sun.
T-pose. Please don't. T-pose?
You said something, it. And then he did it.
All right, are you ready, sir?
Did you find it?
I am.
What did you look? What are you doing?
I've got...
That's my time.
Good luck.
You're welcome. Yeah. There we go. Okay. Did you know board games are making a huge comeback? We are in the golden age of tabletop gaming, and look no further than Game Haven for all your game, all your board game and card game needs. Board games are perfect for playing with friends, getting the family together, and great at being and being a great social platform to meet new people. Right now, I'm actually going and getting... I don't know what you all are doing. I'm getting ready to start a new campaign over in Settlers of Catan, so that's going to be something that I'm looking forward to. At some point, I want to go and play this game with you guys. I fear for you, like specifically you.
Why? Is something going up my anus?
It's a resource collecting game, and it's going to be great fun.
That is a resource collecting game up my anus. I don't want to do it.
You're going to do it. You're going to do it. Anyway.
I'm going to wear a butt plug.
As long as the ones that look like the ninja darts, you're good.
I'm gonna say I'm gonna have a tail. I'm gonna say tail. It's gonna be an animatronic fox tail.
That moves according to your mood.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, he's happy.
Well, I don't know if that's gonna happen, but you can find these great games and many others at Game Haven. They have a huge selection from old classics to hot and new titles at all of their locations. You can also find them online at yourgamehaven.com or on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at yourgamehaven. Game Haven, your stop for the best gaming experience.
Now, please, continue.
What about a butt plug?
I'm not going to actually put a butt plug in my butt. Please don't go to my butt. Carly, get your hand away from my butt.
Okay, but in all seriousness, Game Haven really is really cool.
It's way fun.
We were there at Free Comic Book Day in May, and it was so cool.
They have pretty dice.
They have Die Hard dice, on demand. You don't have
that
to wait.
Great.
You just have to go there and get it.
Well, they're having a mini con. Like,
that's right.
August 31st at their Sandy location.
We'll be there.
We will be there August 31st.
Yeah. We may be there.
August 3D1.
Yeah.
30.
We'll see. Yeah. It's a few days before FedEx, and I might be con crunching.
Well, I may not be able
with
to.
With my woven fabric and. Fabric dyed from beets that I grew in my own garden.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, is that how you did the wraps?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wove that with a reed that I got from my local weaving shop called the Needlepoint Joint on 25th Street.
There's I need to go there. There's a weaving store here.
Yeah, they have crafts and looms and stuff. But like, I did it myself. It was super cool. Lexi actually helped me a lot because she's done it before.
I have done it
I
before.
Thought you did it yourself.
I did do it myself, but like I needed to learn.
It's so much nicer when you have someone to be like, okay, now what you're doing right now is good, like, but this is how to make it
like
better.
That. So I did that, and then I also grew my own beets.
She did in the garden.
Also in a blue 15-gallon drums that were recycled.
Yeah, it was
in a. Compost that we'd composted ourselves. I really
was it human compost?
Maybe. Nothing. Nothing
it's
you
not.
Can prove.
Concerned.
it's the opposite of a human compost for like what you'd see with pigs. We ate the pigs and then used their matter for the composting.
It's all the people that failed to tip a cow in that
Soylent.
Compost.
That's what happened.
Green.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Wait, maybe it was Soylent Green.
Huh?
Stefan.
Soylent Green.
Soylent Green.
I don't know what you're talking about, but yeah, that's what I'll be working on. So I don't know. We may be at I hope to be, but I might be in Cassandra Con Crunch.
She's crunching so hard for it.
Okay, now over on, like I said, it's like seeing those wraps and whatnot. I really started looking and going like, okay, I kind of now want to also go and do that same thing.
See, and that's why I'm only posting it a month before the competition so no one can copy me.
Yeah, see, well, not only just that, I sit there like, okay, I really have no desire to cosplay contest anything legitimately. But I sit there and go like, I wonder if those would make really good boxing wraps. Because I'm getting ready to go and do this.
They need to be a little bit more stretchy. These ones are really rigid.
Yeah, see, and that's what I was thinking, because I couldn't tell with those ones, and I'm like, they look like they would actually be decent as far as absorbing, but as far as, I'm pretty sure they would scratch the crud out of the knuckles.
You're looking for actual boxing
I've already got some. Look right next to you.
I used to box, so I have everything.
Yeah, it's like I've got it all, but those wraps I've had probably since I was, 16. Yeah, it's so they're just battered and they're just done.
I said, I have some I got last year. You can have them.
Okay.
Yeah, because the thread that we used on it, Lexi did a couple of tests. The thread that I used was 1 millimeter thick.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did another test using 6 strands of thread.
Huh.
And we made a Barbie rug about that big. And it took
It took 12 hours to make
a tiny
thing like that,
maybe 4 inches by 2.5 inches, because it was so fine, it was almost sheer, you could see through it. It was
dang.
Were you guys using by hand loom?
Where you send the reed
the heddle
see,
through.
We had one of the kind of automatic looms, the step ones.
Oh yeah,
those are so much nicer.
It is so
are you supposed
easy
to
like do
grab
it?
The thing.
No, this isn't one.
Don't look at me. Look at them. You're
you know how to curve a bullet.
God.
You beat Keanu Reeves?
You beat
Keanu
Reeves.
The most epic actor of all time.
And that's all I got.
Human. So precious.
Sorry.
You're precious.
Also, the only one of 4 men that apparently are going to be saved, according to the movie Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar.
It's true.
What about Keanu Reeves?
He's not in it, but he's one of the men that they're going to save.
Oh, yeah. I was he's wasn't in that movie.
Drunk, talking about how they hate men. Yeah. They're like, we'll save Keanu Reeves and this guy. And I was like,
but
I know that name.
Yeah.
But it's drag queens, and so there's 3 men there talking to the men they're going. Yeah.
Tu Wong Fu is a hidden treasure that most people have not seen.
It's true.
If you want to see Wesley Snipes' fantastic legs,
fantastic. Where is the body? It's Patrick Swayze's butt. Do, do, do.
And Patrick Swayze's butt and Steve Buscemi's eyes.
That
and
then
his calves and those heels.
I look good.
And then John Leguizamo was almost there.
I think his character is really good. And then
entertaining.
Oh, great.
But yeah, that's how you curve a bullet, is you beat Keanu Reeves, to answer your question.
And only Keanu Reeves.
And only Keanu
Reeves. I would not also try and shoot at Keanu Reeves.
Also, you can curve a bullet. It's just going to be a very, very small curve.
Well, you shoot is curving with a planet anyways.
That's not technically curving on the plane system.
Didn't MythBusters do an episode about this? And they were like, it's fake.
Yeah,
moving on. Deal with it. Okay, so fold a piece of paper.
Here's the thing. Nine. Don't get me wrong. I love MythBusters. Adam Savage is a savage. He is great. But they don't scientific method the hell out of a lot of the stuff they do. So
we'll
it's
call
give and take.
That guy Mark Werchter or something like that.
Mark Rubber?
Yeah, YouTube. We'll get him to do it. Can you curve a bullet when you get back to the Bahamas? Swing with
Mark
sharks.
Mark Rubber.
Can you curve a bullet? We know
what,
you can
you know
make a pool
him
of
too?
Jello.
You're talking to me.
You're talking to me. Where he did the pool of Jello was in Utah.
I know. Yeah.
Like,
I know. And I know the area because I know someone who lives two houses down from there.
It's in the same area. I'm pretty sure that the What's Inside guys are in.
Probably. That's Kaysville.
Yeah, it's probably
so.
Like,
that house I used to treat all the time.
That's in Utah.
YouTubers
all
in
these
Utah.
Things I didn't know about.
Yeah.
Wow.
He has a Studio C sticker in his workshop.
That's cool.
And Cody's lab is here.
All these cool people that live in Utah.
Correct.
The guy who's the copper armor you were talking to.
Yeah.
At FanX.
Yeah. I figure.
All I care about is Adam Savage. I want to meet him.
Hey, Adam Savage, come to Utah.
Yes. Actually, he has been to Utah several times.
Yeah, he has.
He actually goes to a lot of cons. He goes to a lot of cons.
All disguised? Or just San Diego?
Actually, kind of depends. Because if he actually has an Adam Savage tested channel.
I know, I watched that. But I only see the when he's
the Seattle
San Diego.
One. Or the San Diego.
Where he's like the cosplay in a day, and then he goes to San Diego Comic Con. It's like,
oh, yeah, he, and well, he does Kotaro. The in a day ones, and
what?
Then he does some like crazy builds of his own.
You got something, you got that evil look.
Yeah, I know, I was going to say, he knows, you know Adam Savage, don't you? You've met him at least.
Yes.
I hate you. You are a horrible person.
Yeah. Met, yes, no,
you.
No.
Yes. I hate
wait,
you.
He liked one of your comments or something?
No.
But how? How you and Adam Savage? Explain.
He was out over at Huntington Beach Pier one day, just sort of walking the pier while I was surfing one day. I went up to go and actually go and get some more wax over for the board, and he was basically standing right by the shop, and I talked to him for about 5 minutes.
I swear to God, you're lying
so
all the time.
So you've met him, but do you know him?
No!
Okay.
That's what I said.
I'm
just
right
met,
yes.
No, no.
You got the opportunity to meet him.
Yeah.
That I hate. I hate you. I hate you because you know everybody or meet everybody or
I don't
you just
know
everybody.
Everybody. I,
John,
you know
every
everybody.
Time we pull up a name, you're like, and I've met him before. He's a good
Hamilton Beach, California.
I trained him in the Olympics. He's at the Olympics. He is a gymnast, the most professional in the Olympics.
No,
not a gold medalist, but
no, I trained Sam Mikulic.
Yeah,
different.
I know. No, but
we all know.
One time at FanX, John Berriman bumped into me as he was riding along on a hoverboard carrying a poster board of himself.
I think the best
he
story
said,
is
beep,
when
beep, and then moved on.
When he went to go sing with Moody.
Yup.
That was.
I almost got run over by Chris Evans' golf cart. I would have died out.
You want everyone to run over you.
No,
you ran
only
in front
Chris
of
Evans and Docs, okay? Like,
you just want to run in front of everybody. Run over me.
It's good insurance.
Hey,
it's good insurance. Yes! Even though I don't have to pay off my car.
Get
see,
me a house.
If you get disabled, you get paid for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So.
But
and
you can't ever get married.
Nothing. No, my sister's married and on disability.
You lose disability, though, if you get married because you have
not
someone
true.
You can depend
it
on.
No, because
on now
she just got approved for medicinal marijuana.
See. I've heard that when like you have like two disabled people, you can't actually get married in a lot of
well,
like,
no,
not all states.
Not two,
obviously.
But her husband's not disabled.
But even
so,
then.
So legally, they can't stop you from two disabled.
And she's made it. She
well,
has
legally
kids.
They can, but they can take away their
they
disabled
also,
like financially.
They also can't take away your disability because though you are a joint income, they have to base it per person. So disability is per the person.
Okay, then
so
I
no
have
matter
some
what,
facts to give to some people then.
No, because technically they can try to pull some stuff, but unless they're making over a certain amount of money, they can't do anything about it.
That's good to know.
And it's a generous amount. It
and
really
this
is.
Was the day that Cracked Brain turned into a benefits and insurance podcast.
See, there are two Google sources here.
There are two Google sources.
You could have asked the married one about the benefits question.
Yes, but are you disabled?
Technically, yes.
Okay. We can now we can all now say he's disabled. If we all want to go somewhere, we can get to the front of lines now.
That's how you get to the parking spots.
If I actually go, like, okay, I just found out, like, maybe about like 30 minutes ago that my license is expired because Uber. But yeah, like now I can actually go back in.
Because I remember when I hit your age, I like made a I got a new driver's license picture and I did the mustache as a joke.
Oh dear God! When you hit my age.
You say this as if you're like supposed to be wise mustache. And full of knowledge.
I want to murder him for still. Why didn't you make him shave? You would have saved us all the pain.
There are only two times you are allowed to have. That kind of mustache. There are two times.
Being a police officer.
You
are Uncle Rico. He said he looks like a 70s porn star. I said he looks like a modern day pedophile.
There are two times you can do it.
You
if
are
you're
Uncle
a police
Rico
officer or if you're in the military. The only two times it's okay. And you have to be in the uniform.
He looks old in that
picture though.
Because the military, I would think most of the military only accepts a mustache unless you're in the field. And same thing with the police. They only accept a mustache and that's it.
Not a beard.
Nope. The only time you're allowed to have it is if it's for... Actually, no, they don't accept religious reasons for it anymore. Not for facial hair. And then in the military for Army, Marines, and some Navy positions, you can have a beard.
Because it'll look cool on the ship.
Yes, obviously that. Yeah. You look like more of a sailor.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's...
Yar-har.
It's actually to conserve...
And you all get a free packet of hair gel wax so you can, like, style.
Well,
if you
want. It's actually to conserve water, so...
This is a stylish Navy belt.
If you want mustaches...
They're all just in the short shorts with their mops.
Dude, I'd pay to see that.
I wouldn't. I've already seen it.
I'll do it.
Not with your hairy ass back and legs.
Just put some pomade in it and like pull up a little bit. You had the Fab Five on you in no time.
Excuse me, Dapper Dan. All right, he's a Dapper Dan man.
Dapper Dan.
This is a reference you all don't know.
I know this reference.
Play, walk away. Because that's a good thing for all people.
And Tan France lives in Utah.
He goes to the same gym as our cousin.
Are you guys twins? Is this something I... Okay, you are actually twins.
No, but yes.
Okay, you are actually twins. You don't get a choice.
I think they only have half a brain.
I was just born many years later.
Yes.
Many?
Your mom just decided to hold it in for a while. Like
2 months.
Gave birth to Lexi and was like, wait, hold up. Hold up, this other one's got a firm mix.
Squish it back in. I take it back.
Not put it back in. Squish it back in.
Babies are squishy.
With those calisthenics.
Oh my gosh, calisthenics. That's what it is, yeah.
Calisthenics?
That's how you do the cow tipping.
Yes, you need to do calisthenics to tip cows. That's how you do it, Stefan.
Also have some essential oils.
It's starting up again. It's starting up again.
Seriously, I'm going to put some essential oils when I get home.
Okay, so, guys, we need to make a shirt that's just two red ears.
Yes, with a cow in between.
It's a bathroom.
Honestly, do that. Don't put a face in it. Just, like, literally that.
No.
And then that. And then literally just be like, episode 153. You'll understand why.
I have no idea. I am making this when I get home.
Yeah,
I am being
still.
Two red ears and a tipped over cow. Also, maybe a question mark on the back?
Yes, I like that.
And a jackalope
it's gonna
on
be
the
a
sleeve.
Question mark.
You're
going to
be the question mark, man.
It's going to be a question mark, but it's going to be in cow print.
Oh. Yes.
And the bottom dot is going to be a cow's print.
Wait, is cow print like the Chick-fil-A font they use?
Yes.
Okay.
Eat more chicken.
Chicken.
Except they suck, so...
Yeah, Chick-fil-A's
horrible.
I like their waffle fries. I like waffle fries, but I also like the fries that I get from Kent's.
Or you can get Crisco fries from Carl's Jr., which are way better.
I don't like Carl's
Jr. I like Carl's Jr. fries the most.
I like Carl Jr.'s fresh fries. If they're not fresh, they're horrible.
Oh, yeah. I had Cajun fries yesterday from Five Guys.
Oh, I was like, when?
Not bad.
From Five Guys.
Five Guys.
He got a single fry from five different
No, guys. He's like,
okay, that's not, we're going in bad territory there.
From Bob, guys, what'd you have to give it to him? Why'd you have one of their fries?
He's like, I got one fry.
Tell them five guys. I don't want fries. I'll just have some of yours.
It's like that meme. The, you know, the one with the five guys and the one fry in the center? There you go.
Five guys yesterday, and I just felt all of my arteries just...
just
five really times there was food, guys in so. One time.
I'm old, I'm trying to kill myself by cholesterol.
Game of Thrones fan fiction. Catch it on a cup of our own.
No.
Game of Thrones.
No.
No. Yeah, no one writes Game of Thrones fanfiction anymore.
No. Lots of people do. All right.
To fix it?
Stop looking this up.
No. It gets sent to me ever since I even hinted that I was doing a Grey Worm cosplay.
Oh,
all of a sudden, people start going like,
he's the one black guy. You might like this.
It's not only the fact that he's the one black guy, but they happen to go and do that. Like, hey, he's got no junk, but we're still going to give him a sex scene. So the amount of fanfic that I've gotten that is basically...
I read a book one time called Iona, and it's like, there's more than one way to skin a cat.
Meow.
It was a weird book. It was about dragons. It was a weird book.
About dragons.
Yeah. It was, yeah.
Is it
and lollipops?
No, it's not. The Aragorn series is also...
terrible, yeah. The only thing that was good was the game, because it was actually a well-built game.
No, that's the only thing that was good about it was Jeremy Irons.
Yes.
Yeah.
Deep sigh.
I love Jeremy Irons
so much. And why
so
he wasn't
much.
Scar in the Lion King.
Live action.
Is beyond
all
me.
The rest are lions, and then it's just this guy, like the lion says, like,
I would pay for that.
That's Jeremy Irons. I think you're correct. I do believe.
I
do declare.
Would pay for that three times over.
Yeah.
Same. It's like that RT immersion submission that girl had, that she was in a shark costume and just like in a river, just, I'm a fucking shark.
Yeah, that was Christine.
Yeah.
Left shark?
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was just a joke, like doing that thing.
I thought that was somebody's actual submission. I was like, this better be in the show.
See, I would like a lot of companies to start taking fan input, but fan input's pretty horrible most of the time.
Hey, well,
yeah, you're not wrong.
Unless you're taking general audience, and even still sometimes it's iffy, but most of the time it's horrible.
Did you mean Voltron Legendary Defender?
No, we don't talk about what they did to Voltron! Oh. It was horrible! I watched the first episode and then stopped.
What did they do to Voltron?
They
ruined it.
That's
all I have to
say.
Watch it. You'll know.
I remain that the first two seasons are acceptable, but after that, it just devolved. Like, it...
Charizard devolving, too.
It's like Digimon, when they go from their super mode to their, like, baby champion mode, and it's like, why are you small and pink? Now and it's like, I don't know.
That happens a lot with guys.
That's Voltron.
Maybe you
put
you
so
say permanently in your ultimate form.
I don't turn pink.
Are you a Gatomon? Yeah, if you're Gatomon, you're always in your ultimate form. And you do turn pink when you become Angewomon.
No.
See, you just haven't hit in your second form.
No.
My second form is a white woman?
We have a friend right now working in that cosplay.
I mean, I'm just saying. No!
We're making this a skit now.
My second form must be an irritating old black man sitting on a porch that doesn't like anybody.
No, it's going to
be you. You're already
I know.
See, the skit is going to be you starting to power up, and then there's just a cloud of smoke, and there's just
a woman?
This I want to speak to your manager woman standing there in your place.
Oh, and a key in your bag.
And an A-line haircut.
Yes.
With minivan keys in your hand.
My mom is not going to let me speak to your
and
manager. I'm gonna go home and salt about it for the rest of the night, kind of white lady.
She's
that
okay.
Very
Carly, I'm just going to use you.
Yes.
I could see that.
Yes.
Everybody has their thing.
Ooh.
Literally,
and your child's name
about...
is Absidy.
Why?
No,
is that
that's
a white person
name?
Carly,
that's a white
like...
person name.
I don't want to put that.
So is Lakeland.
I just like.
Lakeland is a horrible name.
It is.
My cousin
or
was named
Lynn,
that.
Navylynn, N-A-V-Y-L-Y-N-N.
Why?
My cousin was named that. And she legally changed her name the day she turned 18.
That's awesome.
Into what?
She named it, I think it was Suzanne, but it was a Z for the second
That's
one.
Still weird.
I don't know why she named herself Suzanne. That's like I think it was to mock her mom because she hated those kinds of names.
Like,
which I think was kind of
funny. Old pioneer lady names?
Yeah.
Like Laura.
Well, more like 1950s kinds of names.
Like these.
But not like the good kind of female names. Like they're ready to be old the second of their birthday.
Oh, like Murray.
Yes.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever met
anyone
named
more like
Murray.
Waluigi than
Murray.
Two Murrays.
We have a cousin that named their children all old man names, and we always joke that if they ever go to like a rest home or something, and they're like, my child is missing. Nolan, where are you? You're just going to get a whole bunch of old guys like, what?
I totally
this is
thought
an old
said,
man name.
I totally thought you did the Waluigi wah, but instead of
wah.
Wah.
I mean, Waluigi will probably just be there just like, wah, shut up.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
All these other video game characters are getting rehydrated and they just stay
the same. Waluigi will never be there. He can never be at anything. I mean, have you seen him in Smash Bros. Yet?
He gave his
he was in Mario and Sonic Super Strikers, okay? He told you to suck his dick.
That was it.
That was his one shot.
He hasn't been
banned.
In it since, like, I think 1990-something?
Because they put Pokemon and Castlevania characters in there, plus Bayonetta for whatever reason. Like, I don't know why she's in there.
Bayonetta's in there because Bayonetta's fan base is crazy about Bayonetta.
Yeah.
She's just the most ridiculous character to be the most ridiculous character.
Yeah, literally.
They literally have
fucking hair clothes?
No. Worse than that.
And they deteriorate when she takes damage because it's like, because that's a thing.
To fight one of the bosses, the final bosses of the, I think it was the first game, there is a guy who's dressed as Santa in a Cadillac driving up the side of a skyscraper who throws her guns and she catches flourishly out of the sky, catches on her goddamn foot because apparently she locks into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just continues on to fight her
it's
boss like
so
it was
beautiful,
nothing.
Though.
I think there's a goddamn pug in the Cadillac for no reason.
It's a pug! You don't need a reason
there's
to have a pug.
There's also a Santa in a goddamn Cadillac driving up a goddamn skyscraper throwing four pistols simultaneously exactly to where they need to be. I think like a mile away?
Even Final Fantasy doesn't go that far.
No! Final Fantasy is ridiculous. But not Bayonetta level ridiculous. Like, it is the most ridiculous
game. They settle
game.
For throwing cloud at Mach 5.
Except
for
big rigs. That takes the cake.
But to be flashy just for the sake of flashy, she takes the goddamn cake.
Yeah.
Especially with a name like Cereza. It's just so elegant and posh.
She's
and white.
And white. And
very
she's
white.
She's such a stupid character.
With
I
her like
her
witchy beauty
stupid,
mark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, y'all are missing the important update that Rocko's Modern Life is back.
Is it really?
On Netflix.
So they ruined it.
No.
Call me when Seki K gets a third season dubbed.
Here's the thing.
Because I want to see his disastrous life.
Netflix either makes something amazing or horrible. There is no in between. There's no, yeah, that was a pretty okay rendition. No, it's either amazing and they nail it. Or it is horrible.
Seems like Good Omens is the best thing they've made in a long time, though.
That's Amazon.
That's Amazon.
Yeah.
But people did make a petition telling Netflix to take it off, and they're like, you are aware that we did not do that.
Yeah, Netflix was like, we promised to never make Good Omens, ever, ever, ever.
Yep.
Also, we don't actually make them. It's Amazon Prime.
Thanks. I just look at it and whatnot with so many things basically coming back now. It's the fact that my kids are now in the Saint Seiya. I was never even in the Saint Seiya. And
where
now
does this might go?
See?
I only know that because of like cosplay.
Okay, well.
And, like the bow folds open and it's like, wow, it's so cool.
But it's
Invader Zim's coming.
You don't know Saint Seiya?
I don't know it either.
It's old anime series.
That tells you how far back we're going.
We went to Hot Topic.
The second a "rawr" means I love you in dinosaur shirt comes back to Hot Topic.
We have come full
circle. Yes. Yeah. Like, wow.
Or those rainbow bunny memes.
Oh my god, when you had to pay to get your memes.
Oh yeah.
You realize that
and, like, gothic
you might
anime
as well just start
icons.
Doing this right now because it's coming.
Should we start doing this right now because it's coming?
You should.
Someone start designing t-shirts now.
And then post them on DeviantArt so it can get stolen.
We're going to just be trapped in this endless 80s, 90s,
Society
2000s
six.
Circle.
Yes.
You shouldn't do that.
I've been in that circle this whole time. 80s, 90s, early 2000s. Tool just barely... Tool just barely
frosted
became...
Frosted tips!
Like, that is not now. Frosted tips.
It's
that is frosted
there.
Top.
It's getting there, okay?
No, what...
Growing out.
No, what would, what would actually...
Okay, we have to tell that bleach.
I believe... You know why it's like this.
Katie, call it how it is.
Is this what we were talking about that line? I can just get further away from everyone. I can back any further up, but the couch is right here, and I'm in the corner.
It's like I said, I really like scary movies. I love to watch them and laugh at them, because this disaster is about to happen.
This is about to happen.
You did not just throw something
out. It's good.
Yeah. We still have audio.
We're good. Yeah, I just kind of
went
up there. Totally.
Okay, then.
Took a nosedive.
Here, you want me to do this?
Like Brandon style.
You have been doing
I've
that.
Got a big nose, so.
Talking about your nose!
The thing that I would love to see out of you the most is all of a sudden. Nope, not at all. I want to see you with spiky hair.
No.
I know.
Honestly, we need a little bit of
this. He's literally done that and stuck his head out of the shower like, hi, while I'm putting my makeup on and shit. And I'm just like, oh, God, back.
So I tried to
I was literally thinking that when he took his hat off. I was like, whoa. Were the Backstreet Boys just here? Like, put a ramen noodle packet on top of that and you're golden.
Look at this photograph.
Someone hold the picture frame over him.
Prince.
So he bleached the whole like top half of his head for Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Just because that was like the popular Tumblr fan art hair.
Yeah.
And then last time the frosted tips were so bad. It was
nice
so
and frosty. I don't think you should change anything about it.
Well, I can say Rooster Teeth agrees that it looks like a dog pissed on my head.
I used to say that to a kid when I was in elementary because he used to do that and it really did look like pee.
Wait. A kid you went to school with let a dog piss on his head for hair.
Yeah,
shut up, I'm taking this to its finality.
Yeah, and then he's like, well, he got it done like that on purpose, but it was like the most atrocious yellow on the planet. And like, I remember like, I'm Bakugo, I'll admit it, I was a bully in high school, not high school, but like elementary, junior high, I grew out of it, so will he. I have faith for Bakugo Kowski.
I love how you said was, and not is. Are you sure? she only does it sometimes, that's where the line gets crossed.
The line's there, sometimes. I can see it, I can choose to be on either side, it's fine. But he got it, like, dying. And I remember him coming to school in, like, third or fourth grade and look at him and say, did a dog pee on your head? Because that's what it looks like. And, like, I was, like, the tallest girl in school. So, like, I'm cool, but, like, I can also be a jerk and no one can do anything about it. Because I'll, like, throw a dodgeball at you in recess. It's fine. And, like, everybody, like, got behind me. And this kid, like, was, like, a jerk anyways. And no one liked him regardless. And so
it's true.
It's, like,
he was mean to everybody.
He gave me ammunition to do this. And I did it. So, like, I'm, like, what? Like, 9?
Yeah.
10? Of course I'm going to say it. Kids are mean.
But is it good to be a bully to a bully? Is it necessarily right?
Absolutely not.
I don't know.
But it's
2020. Hindsight is 2020. I was cool.
But to be fair, like, moral ambiguity is like this.
Especially
so
when you're a child.
Right.
Well, see, like,
I wouldn't say that hindsight's 2020 because 90% of the time when people look back at things, they're like, yeah, I was right in that, even though they were completely wrong.
Looking back on that moment of my life, I was like, yeah, I was a jerk. I've learned from it. Now I can be funny about
well,
it.
See, though. Like, and I'll even look back over to the quote-unquote bully that I had over in school. He gave me the best sense of humor because of it. And it's
yes, out of all my bullies, and they always became.
Well, it's like, yeah, it's like I never had to go and worry about that. But that dude would just like light into me so frequently that I basically just had to have a wit after that. Mm-hmm. And then we became friends. And I was like, oh, this is actually kind of now fun. Yep. And he stopped being an ass. I learned to be a little bit more funny. And then we just went on a tear of making people laugh.
See, and the moral of my story is I'm actually friends with that kid now. I designed one of his tattoos, and now he has it on his body.
Was it dog peeing on the head?
No. It's that kid that's always peeing off.
Oh, Calvin and Hobbes.
It's like a, yeah, he's peeing like a gay rights thing that he did, like, for him and his boyfriend thing, with the pride flag and like the different symbols put together, and he was like, I don't really know how to draw this out, and like, I know you've done art in the past, because we continued going to school together, and like, we didn't talk because he moved away, and then he recontacted me on Facebook, and I was like, I was terrible to you, and he's like, I was terrible to you too. Okay. And we're like,
the times when Katie's like,
it's like, he was.
Okay.
He was a twin. So there was a twin. There wasn't just one.
She had two older siblings that went and knocked on a door one time and settled some things.
We're friends now.
I hear you there, because I had a little sister who used to get picked on all the time. And we had... We had some neighbors that were kind of neighbors, a little far away, because, you know, farms always kind of far away.
It's like, yeah, the neighbor just down the way. It's like, how far? Yeah. I don't know.
Like five miles that way?
Like two songs?
Yeah.
Two songs?
You're so right.
It's like, which songs? I don't know, two? Yeah. Two Bohemian Rhapsodies. That's far.
Yeah. No, but she used to get picked on all the time by these two farmer kids, and they were both twins. And they used to get away with it because they were each other's cover story for everything.
Yep.
And they could get away with it because they're like, I don't know which kid I saw. I think it was that one. Because
they look identical until one of them dyes their hair pee.
So I caught one of the kids picking on my sister one day at school. Pushed her down into the wood chips. I was like, hey, you should come check this out over here around the corner. And he's like, oh, I'm going to do that. So I was like, grabbed him by the back of his shirt. I was like, yeah, you're going to do that. Kicked his ass real quick. Never dealt with them for like 3 years.
And then his revenge.
I moved away and came back and met the two of them, and they looked nothing alike anymore. The two of them didn't look the same at all. And then like came became best friends with them for quite a while, and it was just so weird because I was like, I remember kicking both your asses for the longest time.
Where were you with my fourth grade teacher? She was a bitch.
I didn't stand for bullies. So when I was young, I got bullied by a kid for the longest time. And then finally was just like, why am I letting this happen? Kicked his ass and then just took care of all the bullies at schools after I moved.
See, I never did like fisticuffs. Like once, max.
Oh my god,
maybe.
You used that term too!
It's a great term.
Thank you. That is a great
fisticuffs.
Term.
Fisticuffs.
Yeah. Like, I would always hurt people with words because they dig deeper and stay with you longer.
You're going for the psychological damage. See, just, I mess you up now, and when you're an
people
adult.
People who are mean to other people, because, like, yeah, I can be a bully to the bullies because they're not going to pick on me.
Mm-hmm. Carly's mean to me.
That's because Carly's you're mean.
So you are still the bully. We do understand this.
See, but stop you all out.
I stuck up for you.
You're just loser.
I was the girl that like cried over everything, and now I cry less over everything. Like, you thought I was bad. Now just you should have seen me when I was like second to sixth grade. I like cried so much the saltiness like replenished itself in my body and made me grow.
There was no more water. It was just salt.
Maybe that's why I didn't grow since. What grade was it again?
Fuck off!
That grade.
There was no water for you to grow anymore.
Seriously, I was the tallest kid in my class, even passing the boys. Well, and then fourth grade hit. And everyone just like... And I'm like, ah!
See, and then they picked on you.
No, just the fourth grade teacher.
Mm.
Yeah.
Teachers picking on kids is like the most like... I don't care who you are. Like, you are in a position of power, and like, you should treat those kids with respect. Unless,
yeah, my fourth, like, kind of
not even unless
teachers were not cool to me. My parents got them both fired.
See,
it was a private school.
I look back to two of my meanest teachers that would actually like make fun of us in class. I remember 100% of everything that they taught. I don't know what it is. Like, they were mean to the entire, like, they were horrible people. Mrs. Garvin, she sent, like, she was so bad, I actually had to go to therapy in fourth grade to go and actually deal with the emotional stress of dealing, like, in her class. I remember everything from that class. And, like, she made me in love with math. And then my second year in Japanese, that teacher would come up and not only, like, verbally abuse you, he would sit there, like, he had a kendo stick and would come over, like, a boken, and sit there and, like, whack on desk and whatnot. And a couple times he missed. Okay. And like, I remember everything in those classes. And I've asked other people that were in those classes. We all remember. So I don't know what it is about those teachers specifically. Messed up human beings. Horrible human beings. I think they're the most fantastic actual, like, the best teachers do, like, I don't, like, weird fucked upness and whatnot.
Question. Did you call Mrs. Garbin Mrs. Garbage? Because that's so easy.
No.
That's easy.
No.
Like, that's, like,
no. Here's why we didn't do that.
Face.
Okay. Mrs. Garvin, horrible human being. Mr. Garvin, the greatest substitute teacher that have ever walked the planet. He's the one that taught us that you could go and actually make electricity through potatoes and through lemons through actual experiments that he would do in class. He would actually just bring them and be like, hey guys, check this out. And he'd make a Tesla arc with him and be like, oh my God, do it again.
Where's the thing you got last night?
I don't remember. Anyway. What also he would do is he was actually a professional yo-yo champion, and he would bring over a yo-yo, and just during the random bits of class, he would just start doing tricks, and all of us would be like,
it's like he's walking that dog.
No, are you legit?
Are you sure you lived in California? Because I had a substitute teacher who was also a professional yo-yoist. That's where I learned to do yo-yo
He was from Iowa, and like he had like just the weirdest stories and whatnot. I don't remember one ounce of actual teaching, but I remember stories and, like, I got high with Pink Floyd once. And I'm like, where?
So he's you, but better.
Yeah.
You know, based off the story, I bet it's the same person. He just, like, travels wherever the wind takes him.
He's like a leaf on the wind.
He has a skateboard and just, like, yo-yos himself from state to state.
I can literally see Mr. Garvin doing that.
So he's like with walking the dog on a skateboard. He's just like going, he's like, that man is walking two dogs with a skateboard and yo-yos.
No, they're pulling him and the skateboard.
How?
No, like, he used to sit in the middle of class and he'd do, I forget what the hell it's called, but you wrap it around your, like, around your finger and then it just sits on the loop and he'd just sit there for like 10 minutes to it and you're like, how is that thing still spinning?
Like a little pipe.
How? He'd sit there for 10 minutes and he'd just toss it back down, recharge a little bit, put it back up, let it sit there.
Yeah.
He'd just stay like there. It just flips and shit. It was just nuts.
Mr. Garvin would do crap. Like, he'd just be walking by and, like, kind of tassel it over on his fingers and whatnot. I'd be like, that's kind of cool. And then all of a sudden, like, he would sit there, do that, flick it, and it would, like, literally travel around two desks and sit there and we're like, how is it doing this and whatnot? And then it'd come back and then do a different route, and you'd just see him like marionetting the entire thing and whatnot. It's just like, I'm enthralled. I love this. And then Mrs. Garvin would come back and we'd all hate life. Okay, oh, so yeah.
Disappointment.
Was she a short, really big woman who had keys that dangled by her neck?
No, she was short, skinny, black hair, really wrinkly, and talked and would kind of say an M at the end of everything. It drove us all insane.
So you mean like a CW teen show villain?
Yes.
Yes.
Like, she would talk out of the side of her mouth.
I think she's going to be on Riverdale this season. Archie fights another bear.
The worst teacher we ever had back in my school in Maine, we had a teacher. Yeah, I know. I've gone to several schools, both in Utah and Maine, so it's fair to say that. But
we have Otter Pops, sir.
Your Otter Pops suck. I don't care what anything you say, blah, whatever.
Otter Pops are life.
But we actually got her fired. She was that bad. So she used to have us fired. She would have us put our desks against the wall, have us all sit or like a ring around that. We were not allowed to talk at all in any of her classes unless we were answering a question from her directly. And if you answered wrong, she'd explode on you in anger. And whenever she left the classroom, she'd be like, I'll be back, and just walk out of the classroom. But she had keys that dangled from a keychain around her neck. And it was like, I swear, 1,000 keys on that goddamn thing. Just